Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible and the book of Psalms and let's read Psalm 100. Let's read Psalm 100 before we start our prayer. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye islands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We thank you, God, for your mercy, for your salvation, for providing our needs, for always giving us victory and strength. We thank you, Lord, for your guidance, for your help, for your support, for your mercy. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. Thank you for calling us to save you. Thank you for putting our names in the book of life. Thank you for the eternity. Thank you for the assurance of salvation. Thank you for the confidence that we have in you, that when we pray, oh God, that you hear our prayer when we ask things according to your will. Lord, we pray, oh God, this day, anoint our prayers. As we come to you, Lord, hear our prayer, hear our cry. We thank you. We bless you, Jesus. Let's come now to the Lord, ask him forgiveness for our sins that we have done, things wrong against God and against his people and against his church. Let us ask God forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of repentance that you give to your church and your people to come back to you and reconcile with you, Lord. Lord, cleanse your church from all unrighteousness. Cleanse our life, body, soul, and spirit from things unpleasing to you. Teach us to fear you and to walk in your ways faithfully always. Teach us to serve you. Let's now come to God and ask him our needs. Small needs and big needs, all in the hand of God. The Lord shall answer our prayers according to his will. He'll provide us according to his plan and will to each and every one of us. Guide us, Lord. Anoint our prayers. Answer our petition. Provide our needs in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for one another now. Let's pray if we know anyone who is in need of something, who is having problem. Let's pray for that brother, let's pray for that sister, that God will help and will aid in his life. Thank you, Lord. answer our prayers. Teach us to carry each other's burden. And lead us, Lord, to do what is needful, O God. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you for your loving kindness and thank you for your mercy. Pray now for your job, the place that you're working. Pray for your boss, pray for your company. Pray that the place will prosper and you too will prosper. Pray that you will preach His word and proclaim His word to others. Thank you, Redeemer. Lord, bless all these places of work. Bless these companies, the places that you place each and every one of us so that you will provide for us through these places. We pray that you will shine. We will proclaim your word. We will live a life pleasing to you, that people will see you through our lives, that we express the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And Lord, we pray that each and every one of us will be faithful to you, to bring what is due for you from tithes and offering and first fruit, O God, to your storehouse. I pray, protect these places, protect the visas and the jobs, prosper these places for the sake of your people. Let's now pray for your family, pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, bless each and every family. Prosper each and every family, Lord. I pray that they will shine, that they will, people, they will see you through the life of each and every family, O God. That each and every family will be a challenge to the society around them, that they will see Christ. They will follow His word and His way. O God, I pray. Blessing upon the blessing. I pray for those members of each and every family that are unsafe. Touch them, O God. Bring salvation to them. O Lord, we pray. Hear our prayer. Provide the needs of each and every family, Lord, in whatever place they are. Pray now for, pray for the places that you came from. Pray for your neighbor, pray for your friends, relatives. Pray that God will use you to bring His word to them. Pray for their salvation. I pray, Lord, that you enable us to reach out to our friends, relatives, neighbors, the places that we came from, with your word and with your will, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray. You anoint us, O God, to spread your word to them. I pray for fruit in all these places, that people through our lives will know the truth and be set free. Use all our talents and the things that we are able to communicate with. Use them, O God, to bring the gospel to them. Yes, now, pray now for the place that God has placed His church here in UAE and also the extensions that we have in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, in Philippines, in India, in Sri Lanka, in Australia, in America, and also Malawi and Sierra Leone. Let's pray that God will bless all these places that the church or families or just individual members are there. That the Lord will provide all the logistic needs and all papers and documentations through all these places, governments, that we will have favor from them, and we will exit in peace, and we will preach His word. Lord, we pray. We pray for all these places, governments. We pray for them to be saved. We pray for them that they will know You and follow You. We pray that they will also give us what we need, O God, that use them as a channel of a blessing. Prosper all these places and cities and countries, O God. As You say, pray for the prosperity of the place that I bring You. When it prosper, You to prosper. Prosper them, O God, so we to prosper, O God. We commit ourselves to pray for their salvation. We commit ourselves to evangelize, to spread Your word to them. O God, reveal Yourself to them with signs and wonders and miracles and visions and dreams. Let them know, Lord, that You are the true God and we are Your servants. And Lord, we pray for the church to grow. I pray for unity in the church with one mind, one thought to serve You. O God, cleanse each and every mind and thought from wrong motive, wrong desires, wrong inclination that is against Your will and against Your plan. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that once again, that each and every one of us, that we will humble down before You, Lord, and we will do all what we can to suppress the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Joy, love, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, long-suffering, perseverance, humility, generosity. We pray, O God, that that people will see You through our lives. And Lord, we pray for more evangelism. I pray for more refilling of the Holy Ghost, but and also baptism with the Holy Spirit, those who have not received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Give us the gift that we need. Message of wisdom, message of knowledge, to spread Your word, evangelism. The gift of faith, the gift of miracles and wonder, discernment, the gift of differentiation between different kinds of spirit. Lord, guide us and provide all these things that we need. And Lord, we pray even today. We pray for more evangelism. We pray for more souls to be saved, to be reached out, to be harvested, O God. Raise up evangelists, O God. Raise up teachers, pastors from among our church member to do the work of Yours. O God, we pray even for this service today. Anoint this service with the Holy Ghost. Anoint this recording, O God. Make it reach the places that You want it to reach. Anoint our songs, our music. Anoint our voices. Anoint our prayers, O God. Anoint the message, the giving, all the item of our worship today. We thank You, Lord. We bless You. We magnify You. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's all stand. Let us give thanks to the Lord. Amen. Let us remember the good things. Amen. God have done to us a great and good things. Amen. And time today, I believe, is to give thanks to Him. Give thanks in all circumstances and every day, for that is God's will to you in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. us, O God. We give you thanks, Lord, from the depths of our heart. Thank you for your great work in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for all which we have received from you. Thank you for life and life to the full, the salvation. Thank you. We are very grateful and gratitude in our heart toward all your blessing and your grace upon us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. O Lord, we pray that you continue to rejoice, continue to live our life for you, to serve you. We bless you. We magnify you. Hallelujah, let's come to the Lord and rejoicing. Clap your hand to the Lord.
I'm
Yes, O God, we will continue to rejoice in you in your salvation, rejoicing in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for all your promises to us. We are coming to you, O God. Come to the Lord now. Give your life to him fully and commit yourself to serve him. So of no use you go against his will. God has his plan. His word will stand in heaven forever. Yes, Lord, we abide. We comply with you. We go along your leading, O God. We rejoice in your leadership over our life.
I'm tired, O Lord. I'm tired of calling against your will. Come quickly, Lord. Save my heart from sin. I need
Yes, O God, thank the Lord for reviving us. Thank you for the joy that we have in you. Thank you for the revealing once again with the Holy Ghost. Speak to us now your word. As we sit in your presence, guide us. Jesus, you are the head of the church, the great shepherd. Lead us. Feed our souls. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us be seated in his presence. Let's now collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit and bring them to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all what you give and what you provide to us. We magnify you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters who brought you what belonged to you from tithes and offerings and first fruits. Thank you, your great God. Lord, look from heaven. Open the windows of heaven and the floodgates and bless your church and your people. Multiply this amount of money and use it to reach the lost. Rebuke the devourer. Oh God, let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's continue today our lessons from the sermon of Jesus on the mountain. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. And let's read today from verse 33 to verse 37. Again, you have heard that it had been said by them of the old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than this cometh of evil. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Teach us more of your way, and not my lips, and put verses and statements to encourage and teach your people. Teach us today, O God, your ways. Humble us. Use this word of yours to reach the lost, to bring revival, to bring people from death back to life. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hear our Lord speaking to the Jewish community and he's telling them that he had been here, the old people saying, the old thing that is from the law of Moses, thou shalt not forswear thyself. And here the Lord quote that is from the book of from the book of Leviticus 19. Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 12, and ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Here the Lord in Matthew 5:33, when he say, thou shalt not forswear thyself, it is equal of what we read here, thou you shall not swear by my name falsely. God does not want us to swear falsely or to speak perjury in the name of the Lord. God does not want us to make a vow lightly, or make it in vain, or make it rashly, without considering that we are speaking or are making our vows to God. Also, hear the Lord, why He start to speak to them about oath and vows, because the Jewish, they were also doing oath and vows, and they refer them to created things. They will make vow in the name of their sons, their parents, or other important people. But we know very well that vows and oaths need to be made to God alone. And when you make a vow or oath, and when you break it, that is sin. And that's what he say here, that verse 34, but I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. Now here the Lord, when he say swear not at all, does not mean that you will not make a promise or commitment. What he mean here, the commitment and the promise that you make, it have to be made to God alone. In the book of Numbers, chapter 30, and verse 2. Book of Numbers, chapter 30, verse 2. He says, if a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. So here, the vow that is being considered is considered to be directed to the Lord Himself. Now, why the Jews, they were swearing with their sons or their daughters or with their parents? We know very well the famous saying that promises are made to be broken. Why they are using, like as we have read, they were swear by the heaven, they swear by the earth, they swear by Jerusalem, because according to the Jewish tradition, when you swear by these things and you don't fulfill your promise, you are not sinning. Now here Jesus is coming to them and he is telling them, if you do such, you are sinning against God. In the book of Exodus, chapter 20 and verse 7, God does not want us to make a promise or oath and take it lightly or make it in vain. Because all that we speak, it is directed to God Himself. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So here, when they make a vow, when they make an oath or a promise, they were doing it to the created thing in order to avoid the curse of God on them when they take his name in vain. But Jesus to them is the same. It is when you promise, you are promising to God. And when you don't fulfill it, it is sin. When you are swearing by the created thing, not by the Creator, you are also sinning. Why they being deviated to do it in this way, whether it was in their culture, because of their unfaithfulness toward God. They don't want to be truthful to God. They don't want to fulfill what is due for them toward the Lord Himself. In the book of Matthew chapter 23, and which time they will make vow or they will swear when they want to confirm certain fact, when they want to impress that is the truth, when they want to hide a crime or sin, they will swear. And they will not swear in the name of the Lord. They will swear by other things, so they will not be bound by sin. But that's sin, he's telling them. In Matthew chapter 23 and verse 22, he told them, "And he that shall swear by heaven, sweareth by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon." He told them, when you swear by heaven, you are bound with your swear because you are swearing it to God Himself. So he's explaining to them. Let's go back to Matthew. Here, promises are made by people to affirm certain things, but Jesus wants us to stand of what we had said and what we had promised to Him. "But I say unto you," verse 34, "swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne." If you swear by heaven, you are swearing also to God. It is God's throne. "Nor by air, for it is His footstool." This is where the Lord is standing. When he stand on earth, this is the place where He is standing. He said, "Don't swear on earth. Don't swear by created things. You cannot escape your responsibility before God when you do such things, swearing. No, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King." Jerusalem is the city of our Lord and Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Verse 36, "Neither shalt thou spare by the head, because thou cannot make one hair white or black." He say, you have even no power on yourself, on your head, because they were swearing by their head. He say, even you have no power on your hair, even what you are swearing. Why? So that they are not bound. He say, you can't make one of your hair black or white. You know, when you want to make the white hair black, it means that you want to go against the aging process, and that is only God can do such thing. Now, in verse 37, "But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than this cometh of evil." He say, if you want to confirm, you don't need to swear. You don't need to affirm it by oath. There's no need for much. If you say yes, that is enough. It means that is your oath and that's your promise. You don't need to impress the people. You know, when the people, they want to impress more, they will make more promises just to get what they want. After they are getting there, what they want, they forget all what they had said. They forget all what they had promised. He say, if you agree, say yes. If you not agree, say nay. If you want to confirm it, don't swear. You can say yeah, yeah. Or if you want to nullify it, you can say nay, nay. More than that, he said, coming from the devil. What is this coming from the devil? It is our pride. Pride we have. It is our cheating. which is when we promise and we don't do. It is our taking advantage of others when we promise and we don't do. It is abuse of the grace of God when we don't do what we have promised. He says, if you want to say, if you agree, say yes. If you not agree, say no. Don't swear and don't make oath, and after that you will break it and you will not do. Now we will go more in this and to understand how we are promising God and how we are not doing what we had promised God. In Luke chapter 6, we read in verse 46, Luke 6, verse 46, the Lord say, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" He said, "Why you call me Lord, Lord, but the thing that I am saying to you are not doing." Now when we are saying Lord, Lord, what for we are saying that? Yes, we are looking for salvation from Him. But Christ not only give us salvation, Christ need to be the Lord over our life. And the meaning to be that the Lord be the Lord over our life, that He will be the one to lead us into His will, to manage our lives, that we are obliged to do His commands and what He say to us, and to be willing to go along His plan for us, and His plan for us to be integrated with the plans He has for our families and the plans He has for His church and for His people. He say, if you call me Lord, Lord, it means that we are making oath to Him. When the day that you receive Christ in your heart, that He will be the one, the Lord over your life. You cannot do what you want. You must do what He say to you. He say, why you call me Lord, but you are not doing the thing that I had asked or I had said to you. Now here is the things that when we don't do the things that God had asked us. Now, what are the consequences of the consequences of breaking such oath or promise that we had made to the Lord? When we say to Him, you are the Lord over my life, and after that He is not the Lord. You are doing what you want. What is the consequence of that? First, losing your salvation. Losing your salvation. Yes, that's very important. When you say to Him, you are my Lord, and after that, you want to be the Lord over Him, you are losing your salvation. In Matthew chapter 7, that's what He said, more than this is evil. When you say yea to the Lord and no to devil, you have to stand for it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, He said, "Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Now we understand that, because they say Lord, Lord, but they don't do what He said to them. "But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." He said, not everyone will say Lord, Lord, will enter, but those who do the will of my Father in heaven, whatever work you do, achievement you do, God is not interested with this. God is interested how much you are doing His will. Because when you say to Him, you are the Lord over my life, that is already your covenant with Him. That's your oath. That's your promise. When you don't do what he said to you, you are breaking that promise and you are losing your salvation. That's what he's saying. Not everyone say, Lord, God will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father. Verse, now how about we are serving the Lord, we are doing a lot of things good. Yeah, we are doing a lot of things good. Verse 22 and verse 23. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out demons? And in thy name done many wonderful works? They done a lot of things good, ministry and casting out demons. Verse 23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, you depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. Because they did not do his will, they were doing their own will. And that's here there. When we make commitment to God, don't take it lightly or in vain. Don't use the name of the Lord your God in vain. If you are a follower of Christ, a disciple of him, follow him wholeheartedly. Let him be the Lord always. Let what he say to you, do it. Don't back out from your promises to him. First, bad consequence of breaking promises with God, breaking your commitment with God, breaking your covenant with God is losing your salvation. In this church, many, they commit themselves and break their covenant. They are losing their salvation. Second, they will destroy the work of their hands. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. It's a warning message to us. Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. And verse 1 to 7. As we save the setup, they will go to the house of God and they will make a promise. After that, they will break their promise. Like what's going nowadays. People, they commit their life to receive the blessings, but they're not the Lordship of Christ over their lives. Once they receive the blessing, what they want, God answers their prayer, you cannot see them anymore. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 to 7. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. You know when they promise? And in their heart they will not fulfill, they are doing evil, they are cheating. They are bluffing. They are deceiving. In order to get good things after that, they will break their promise. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter any things before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth, therefore let thy words be few. Yeah, yeah, nay, nay. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is that thou shouldest not vow, than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. When you vow and you don't do it, you are sinning. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Therefore should God be angry at thy voice, and destroy the work of thy hands, for in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also diverse vanities, but fear thou God. You say here in verse 6, wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? When you make a vow and don't fulfill it, and you break it, and you don't allow Christ to be the Lord over your life, you are destroying the works of your hand, or what you have achieved. And in verse 6 he says, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. When you make a vow and you don't do it, you are sinning. Neither say thou before the angel, that is what an error. You know, the angel here is the minister of the temple, the pastor of the church today. When I face them, and I today as an overseer of the Church of God, UAE, I face everyone who commits himself in my presence to the Lord and break his command, I tell him, you are losing your salvation. I'm telling you, you are destroying the work of your hand. You are breaking your covenant with God. My voice is very clear today. I put everything in writing also. This is my announcement. I am the minister of God, the servant of God. He said, don't protest. Don't protest against the angel of God. Say, this error, I don't mean it. No, you make a promise, you make a commitment to God. When I face people who they make commitment, they will retaliate. Some of them they will fight, some of them they ignore my call, because they don't want to fulfill what they promised. And that's what he say here. More than this coming from David. So why you say it? You say it because you are boasting, you are showing off, you are looking for something. When you get that something, you want now to break your promise. But God say here, you will destroy the work of your hands. What you had done. And in Luke chapter 6, are we learning something today? You know, God will catch us on every word we have said, and he will bring us to payment. Pay your promises to the Lord. In Luke chapter 6, Luke chapter 6, and Jesus will show us who are the wise and who are the foolish builders. Luke chapter 6, verse 47 to 49. He say, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my saying and doth and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and diggeth deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. This is a wise builder. Those who hear the voice of God and they obey his word, they keep their promise with him. They do what he say. But he that heareth and doeth not, those are the foolish. It's like a man that without a foundation built on house upon an earth, and against which the stream did beat vehemently. And immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. That's where here you destroy the work of your hands, because you build your life away from God. What are the areas that we make promises to God when we fail? First, When we make a promise to the Lord, to serve the Lord, many people, when they have certain difficulties, problem, they will pray and they will make commitment. If God will answer their prayers, if God will solve this problem, if the Lord will provide their needs, they will continue to serve, they will serve the Lord. After God fulfilled what they asked from Him, after God helped them, after God delivered them, they break their commitment. They forget what they had said to God. When I remind them, they refuse to comply. That is how they are destroying the work of their hands. Many, they pray for a job. God gives job, God gives salary. After that, they will stop coming to church. They will not give what is due to God from tithes, offering, and first fruit. And in this way, they show they are ungrateful, unfaithful, and they are breaking their covenant and destroying the work of their hands. You know, when God is calling and you don't listen, and when God is calling and they don't listen, when He had help and support, and after they receive good things, and when He called them, they will not listen. The time will come, and God will prove it, that they will fall into troubles, and they will cry unto Him also, but He will not listen. Zechariah chapter 7. It will come to pass. When you make a promise to God and you don't do it, God will fulfill His word. When you don't listen to the voice of God, when you give Him your back, when you give Him your deaf ear to His call, to what He said to you, why you call me Lord, Lord, but you don't do what you don't do what I say unto you? Therefore it is come to pass that as He cried and they would not hear, so they cried and I would not hear, say the Lord of hosts. He said that when I cry to them and they don't hear me, they will cry also, but I will not also hear them, because they break their promises with God, because they prove they are unfaithful and ungrateful to Him. The second area, breaking our covenant or breaking our promise, is the covenant of marriage. When the day of the wedding, when you say yes to the in the marriage covenant to your partner, you are saying it to God. But many, after marriage, they don't fulfill their obligation of marriage. Many, they pray, Lord, give us, and God gives right person, right partner. After marriage, they are not fulfilling what their vow gone. They will fight, they will quarrel with the partner that God had given to them after their prayers. Don't destroy the work of your hand. The third area is which time we break our promises. In our children's dedication. Church, one of the things that, one of the ceremonies we do is, church is the dedication of the children. Parents dedicate their children to the Lord, but they refuse to dedicate themselves to the Lord. Or they dedicate their children to the Lord in order to receive God's blessing on the children. But when God directs the children with His plan, the parent will deviate the plan of God for their children. They will push their own will, not the will of God. You see here how, when we go deep to the scriptures, when Jesus say, don't swear, don't take it lightly. If you say yeah, that's yeah. More than that, what you are doing, what you are not fulfilling is from the evil one. Let's now come to the Lord. You know, that not only will make your life tired, will not only make you destroy the, make this attitude, this character and behavior, destroy the work of your hands, but also, I repeat, you will lose your salvation if you continue to give the deaf ear to the calling of God in your life. Let's all stand. Come to God in repentance. Are you not tired of going against His will? Are you not tired of giving Him a deaf ear? Come to the Lord. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to examine us. Let us repent. Let us renounce our wrongdoing. Let us remember our covenant with Him that we spoke. What we pray for and God gave, and we are not doing what we promise. What you say, you do it. Come to God in repentance. Come take rest.
Oh,
Thank you, Lord, for all your servants who came, O God, to serve you, who revive. Use them, fill them with the Holy Ghost, and use them to reach the lost. Raise up workers more. Lord, the harvests are plenty, but the workers are few. We pray to you, Lord. Lord of harvest, send workers in the field, O God, so that we will continue harvesting and do the work of yours. O God, bless us. Take your word and spread it. Make it reach your church, your people who are in need of this word of yours. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the workers in the vineyard. Thank you.